Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When it comes to talk, news. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Analysts say tonight's debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton could attract 100 million viewers. But what should be the role of the moderator tonight?
On ABC's This Week, Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway saying debate moderators, such as Lester Holt tonight, should not be arbiters of what is fact.
I really don't appreciate campaigns thinking it is the job of the media to go and be these virtual fact checkers.
Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook, also on ABC.
All that we're asking is that if Donald Trump lies, that it's pointed out.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
And you can hear tonight's debate live at 9 tonight here on WMAL and WMAL.com. A new poll finds that while slightly more than half of Marylanders think a governor should rarely or never use an executive order to change policy, a majority say they like Governor Larry Hogan's recent executive order barring schools from opening before Labor Day. The Goucher College poll also finds that Hogan's approval rating is in heavily Democratic Maryland continues to be at a lofty 70%. The Redskins improved to 1-2 on the season as Kirk Cousins guides the team to a win over the New York Giants.
Big team win. Took all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. Took so many players to contribute, making plays for us. And just really proud of the way our team kept playing.
Next Sunday, the Skins take on the Cleveland Browns at home. Charlotte has lifted the midnight curfew following 6 days of protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man. The first two nights of demonstrations were violent, with more than a dozen police officers injured. Last night, protesters did try to block traffic on Interstate 277 through the downtown Charlotte area. The man suspected of shooting and killing 5 people in a Macy's department store in Washington State is scheduled to appear in court today. Police say 20-year-old Arkan Satin opened fire in the department store's cosmetics department Friday night. He was captured about 24 hours later. Montgomery County continues its efforts to end chronic homelessness among veterans as part of the president's Zero 2016 initiative. So how are they doing?
This year, the county was able to find housing for 20 homeless people, according to a report that will be presented to a council committee today. Some of the housing was paid for with federal grants, the rest, county money. This year, Council President George Leventhal says the council set aside more money than the executive recommended to end homelessness, but
I can't promise that we'll be able to do that for 2017 to house everybody.
But he's hopeful because
the entire council understands that these are the clients whose needs are the greatest.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Starting today, Maryland has a new license plate design.
The theme of the new license plate is Maryland Proud. It's a white plate with black letters and the Maryland flag featured prominently on the bottom. You can order replacement plates online today, or if you buy a new vehicle, you'll get them. Buell Young with the Motor Vehicle Administration expects the new plates to be popular.
If you are from Maryland and you're familiar with the Maryland flag, you'll be very impressed.
If you order them online, Young says it'll take about 7 to 10 days to arrive. Current drivers who want the new plates will pay a $20 replacement cost. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Golf legend Arnold Palmer has died. He'd been experiencing heart problems recently. Years ago, another golf icon, Jack Nicklaus, said in an interview that he owed a lot to Palmer because of how Palmer treated him early in his career.
I'd say we were pretty darn good friends, and I think he didn't have to do that. Here's a kid 10 years younger that he sort of shepherded through his early years in the game. I appreciated that very much.
Arnold Palmer was 87. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,261. The Nasdaq at 5306. Sports, the Redskins improved to 1-2, beating the Giants. The Eagles beat Pittsburgh. The late game, the Cowboys beat the Bears. The Ravens win again. Baseball, the playoff-bound Nationals win. So do the Orioles. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Great Debate.
The biggest political event anywhere in the world.
Tonight, live on WMAL.
Most of all, I want to say this.
Live coverage followed by your phone calls till midnight.
This is the big story.
Hear it here on WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Columbia, Maryland on 175. If you're heading, say, from 29 and heading in that direction, east side, watch for the volume approaching the intersection with Tanmar Drive. We had police activity there. On 29, the volume with us as we head past 32. Pretty normal again through Burtonsville with the heavy delays in through White Oak and down toward Four Corners. On 270. Here we go, our morning commute for Urbana, Clarksburg, and then most of the way without break as you push through Germantown and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Virginia, it's a gas main break on Main Street in Fairfax between Chainbridge Road and University Drive. One lane does get by in each direction. 95, Dale City, often on those breaks. Ford Lorton, we've had several incidents this morning, currently incident-free, and on the freeway jammed each direction toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little patchy fog and drizzle in the early going. Otherwise, overcast skies. 72 the high. Tonight, look for the rain. Maybe some thunder. Low 63. Early clouds tomorrow. Could see some leftover showers. Some clearing later with a high 73. Maybe a stray shower Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Arlington. 59 in Germantown. 67 in Washington. Mistakes happen and sometimes cost a candidate the election. 8 unforgettable presidential debate gaffes. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and we continue our coverage and preview of tonight's big debate in Hofstra University between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We'll take your calls about it in just a moment. Who do you think's more prepared for tonight's debate, and is preparation that important? Let us know at 888-630-WMAL. At the bottom of this hour, Trevor Maddich to talk about yesterday's big Redskins win over the Giants. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I'm going to be very respectful of her. I think she deserves that, and I'm going to be nice. And you really never know exactly how it's going to turn out, and that's why we're going to have a lot of people watching.
That's right. There'll be a lot of people watching tonight. By some estimates, as you heard in our newscast, 100 million people may be watching tonight as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton face off at Hofstra University. What will we expect from Donald Trump? Perhaps giving us a little guidance on that front is Representative Randy Forbes from Virginia's 4th Congressional District, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign as a surrogate. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Brian?
We're doing very well. Okay, so we heard Donald Trump say he's going to be nice. Can you give me any kind of insight as to how he is preparing for these debates? We've heard some interesting things that he's not doing the actual mock debate all that much. He's spending some time talking about strategy. Otherwise, what do you know about all that?
Well, as you know, Brian, Mr. Trump has a different style of campaigning and a different style of debating, and most of what he has been successful with so far is to make sure that he is talking about the issues that are coming up at that debate. So I think the way he's going to go in, he's going to be preparing basically for issues. But I think the other thing is he realizes that the American people want to see a change in the direction of the country. They want to see some excitement. I think this 100 million people that you talked about and referenced who want to watch this debate, I think we all know if Ms. Clinton was debating Ms. Clinton, you wouldn't have probably 20 million people who'd want to watch that. But if you had a Donald Trump debating a Donald Trump, you'd probably have 100 million. So I think you're going to see an exciting debate, and I think he's going to talk about the need for us to change the direction of this country and to restore us back to where we have been and where we can go in the future. And that's what most people are turning in to watch.
We're told that moderator Lester Holt will direct most of the questions with regard to national security. Are you comfortable with Donald Trump as the commander-in-chief? Do you think he has a good enough knowledge of our national security concerns and what we need to do to defeat our foreign enemies?
You know, this is the lane that I've run in and have run in my entire career. I've chaired the Sea Power Subcommittee on the Armed Services Committee. I've chaired the Readiness Subcommittee. And it's the thing that's nearest and dearest to my heart, but it's why I'm supporting Mr. Trump. And let me tell you this. If you look at all of the hype you'll see in debates, all of the things that both candidates may throw out, national security for the United States, the difference between a Clinton administration and a Trump administration, in my opinion, is going to come down to two things. I firmly believe Mr. Trump is going to hold generals accountable for their results, not their faults. And that's incredibly important because at the end of the day, I have watched as our military people time and time again have been chastised under this administration, not for their results, but for what they think and what they say. I think Donald Trump's going to let them put that on the table and get the best advice. And the second thing about that is, remember, the Obama administration came in, and most people don't realize this, they issued written gag orders where uniformed officers in the Pentagon and non-uniformed civilians working in there weren't even allowed to talk to members of Congress about the ramification of the cuts they were making to defense. I think that's going to change under a Trump administration. The second big thing, though, and this is vitally important for national security, regardless of what they talk about in the debates, it is likely that the challenges and the threats that we will face over the next 4 years, nobody is totally able to predict what they will be tonight. So it's important when it comes to national security that we have the ability to respond to those threats down the road, and that comes down to two things, capacity and capability. I believe because Mr. Trump has said he's going to rebuild the military, laid out a plan to do that, and we see what's happened under the Obama administration. I've watched. We've gone to the oldest and the smallest Air Force in the history of the country. We have had a Navy that is now being taxed and can only meet, in many instances, about 43% of the validated needs of our combatant commanders around the globe. We see where the Army and the Marine Corps has come. Mr. Trump is committed to rebuilding that so that the commander-in-chief will have those options when those threats come down. Yeah. And why are the options important? One, because it means saving American lives. That's why I'm excited about what I think we're going to see President Trump being able to do with national security.
You know, style does matter in these debates. I mean, substance, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of substance, but style matters as well. Here's what Charles Krauthammer had to say about what he thinks Donald Trump should do. I'd like your comment on it.
She's running an entire campaign on saying this is the scariest guy, unfit, out of control, who knows what he'll do tomorrow. If he can be up there for 90 minutes and be dull, he wins the debate.
Will we see a dull Donald Trump, or will we see the, you know, the sort of entertaining showman that we occasionally see out on the stump?
Well, I don't think the two of those necessarily are mutually exclusive. I don't think you're going to see an entertainer, but I don't think that means you're going to see a dull Donald Trump either. I think when you look at Hillary Clinton, she doesn't just represent a political machine. She is the political machine. And you can look at her, and she's going to be machine-like in what she says. Donald Trump is not that. Donald Trump is going to speak from his heart. He's going to speak from what he feels at that particular point in time. But I think what American people are going to see in him is an excitement. That's what's driving them to this campaign. They're going to see that he wants to change the direction of the country. And I think that's going to come out. So I don't think you're going to see that in a dullness. I think that's going to be an excitement. And when you go into a debate where a vast majority of America wants change, they don't want dull and machine. They want somebody that's going to come in there with that degree of excitement. But you can still do that and come across in a civil and a presidential-like way. And I believe that's what we'll see Donald Trump do tonight.
Do you have any concerns about Lester Holt, the moderator for this debate? There's a whole lot of focus on him, and there's some suggestion that he's being pressured to be some sort of quote-unquote fact-checker, even though with a lot of these issues, facts are debatable.
You know, I think that last part that you said is so accurate, that many of these facts are debatable, and I have seen these fact-check things happen in Congress, and the people just don't have the information sometimes coming out. And it is almost impossible to have a referee in a debate who dares to say, I know what the facts are better than you know what the facts are. I think this should be a debate. We let both the candidates say what they believe and let the American people sort out what they think is factually accurate and not at the end, and also to sort out which direction they want the country to go.
All right. Well, listen, we'll be watching with great interest and see how it all goes. Thank you for joining us, Congressman Randy Forbes from Virginia's 4th Congressional District.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Congressman. And once again, we want to take this opportunity to remind you that you can listen to the debate right here. We've got our pre-debate coverage with Drive at 5 and Mark Levin. The debate will be at 9 o'clock here on WMAL. And then your calls and analysis and, well, spin and reaction to what you saw all the way through midnight tonight. Keep it here on WMAL as you do all day long. And we want to hear from you now. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Is preparation the most important thing for these debates? Who do you think is more prepared? And I think it's going to go tonight. 888-630-9625. It's 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, crews are still with the crash on the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge, and I'm still looking at the flashing lights along the right side, and this really affects everybody coming out of the district. How? Well, I'll tell you what. Coming off of the westbound freeway, 11th Street Bridge, DC 295, and everybody focused to get on that stretch of the freeway, and then that accident on the outbound 14th Street Bridge into Northern Virginia along the right side. On the toll road in Virginia, a little bit of volume through Reston, but it's on the Beltway Interloop right as you pass the toll road crash just reported. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring Boy. It's a solid lineup around to Georgia Avenue. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Patchy fog and drizzle early today. Otherwise, pretty much overcast and grim looking day. High of 72 degrees. Tonight, we'll have some periods of rain thunder possible. Low 63. Tomorrow morning, we'll start out with early clouds and maybe some leftover showers, but then it'll clear up later in the day with tomorrow's high being 73. Right now, 65 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:17 on WMAL. I'll just say this. It's national security tonight, right?
Right.
You talk about preparation. Oh, she's doing two a day. She's, you know, practicing in front of a podium. She's got a sparring partner. She's reading up. She's the most knowledgeable. She's the most learned. Here's the deal. If knowing every single fact and detail of our national security and foreign policy challenges and having the correct, reasonable position on all of those challenges were the criteria for choosing a president, then Mitt Romney would be running for re-election right now.
That's right.
Clearly being right on all of these issues and having all of the details and facts at your disposal are not the bottom line here. It is about style. Sadly, you may not like it, but that's the truth.
Well, I mean, and the only thing you need to do if it starts getting into areas where, you know, it may be outside Donald Trump's area of expertise. I mean, after all, she worked in the State Department all those years, and he's been building a business and you know, building an empire. You know, the thing you do is you say, hey, yeah, you got all the facts. You got all the little details right there at your fingertips. But how did it work out for us? I mean, we're being pushed around on the world stage by the Russians, the Chinese, and every tin-horn dictator that comes along. Iran is buzzing our ships in the Strait of Hormuz. We have no respect in the world. So maybe having all those little facts and factoids at your disposal really isn't the answer. Maybe we need better judgment.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton calls Libya a success. Well,
I got news for her. That's not a success.
How's Libya? Is Libya better off than it was before Hillary Clinton got her fingers on it? Steve in West Virginia, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Steve?
Thanks for taking my call. Just to give you my quick background, I'm a father of four, registered Republican. I'm conservative, Eagle Scout. I've served as an LDS bishop in the past. I think the real debate tonight is not necessarily these issues. The real debate is what's going on in Charlotte right now, and I'll tell you why. Because when I look at my community in Charlestown, I think, when is this coming to my community? I know the good people of Charlotte. I've been there. I have an office in Baltimore, and I've been there. I know the riots that took on there. I know those good people there. This isn't the real issue. The real issue is what is happening right now in our country,
that the politicians and the leaders are not talking about.
Well, Steve, a couple of things on that, and I appreciate your passion and you emphatically and compassionately telling us that. Here's the deal. There are a lot of issues right now. You're right. That is a major issue. But ISIS is a major issue, too. Our protection of Western Europe is a major issue. Israel is a major issue. The existential threat to an innocent person going to a dance club or going to a mall and being shot down dead in the street is a very important issue. And people are feeling uneasy about that as well. We've got three debates, and I guarantee you we will be talking about race relations and the role of our police in our communities. I'm guessing it'll be at that ridiculously formatted town hall debate so Hillary Clinton can reach out to an African-American mother whose child was killed because of gun violence in the streets, hold her hand and say, I feel your pain, and that's where she'll win the election. It's just a prediction. I could be wrong, but we'll get to it. How about Tom in Woodbridge? You're next up on WMAL. Hello, Tom.
Hi. Well, you made a good point, the one on Libya. If you want to know how well Libya's working, ask the Italians. They were not really thrilled about this whole thing of going in. We were dragged in because the French and the Brits decided they were going to help take out Muammar Gaddafi. Complete disregard for Italy's national security concerns. Italy had such a problem with the flood of illegal aliens coming out of there. Berlusconi had worked a deal with Muammar Gaddafi. It's not just Libyans, but others who are using Libya as the jump point to get to the island of Lampedusa, which is halfway between their coast and Malta. Mm-hmm. And it is an Italian territory. Well, we took out Muammar Gaddafi and then walked away. Now, he was a bad guy, but we simply walked away, let the place go to hell in a handbasket. Now the flow of illegal refugees flowing are worse than ever before, and nobody's lifted a finger to help them. Now, the other point I'd like to point out, even more important for our national security, this lady, you've had him here, Senator Tom Cotton. Do you realize that most people still have no clue that a source was killed, she was typing his name all over her emails? He stated he'd seen those emails. That man was arrested, prosecuted, and killed, earlier this year? What kind of message are we sending to the world where the American people and the general population of Europe is completely ignorant to the fact? But I tell you, our enemies and those who would help us know that this man who was passing information,
Tom,
she blabbed all over her unclassified emails and got him killed.
That's right. Thank you. You're right. And I sure hope if Lester Holt does not bring up her lack of seriousness with regard to classified information in her emails, Donald Trump better be ready for it. And I hope he brings it up in all of his answers, because something tells me Lester Holt is not going to cover it. More of your calls on this in a moment, discussing tonight's big debate at 8:22.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/5/16.
Kids are back at school. How about getting your house back to clean, right? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets, and they're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean will last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. Set aside the carpets for a moment, though. That's what I talk about a lot. But what about upholstery? How are your sofas and love seats looking and your chairs? Zero Res did that for me as well. I made the stupid mistake of buying two cream-colored canvas chairs. They looked beautiful in the store. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about the fact that I have four kids. I didn't think about the fact that I'm either sitting in my house drinking a glass of wine or drinking a glass of coffee at all times. Can I just tell you that if you sit in a cream-colored canvas chair drinking a glass of wine and playing Xbox, I can only tell you that it won't be cream-colored for long. But Zero Res took care of it, and they'll take care of everything you need, including a great job on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Restores them to like-new condition. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res is going to take care of your carpets for $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know.
I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
825, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here comes Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and heading through town on New York Avenue, heading inbound New York Avenue, looking at the traffic cameras at New Jersey Avenue coming inbound. That's right before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had an incident that was blocking lanes temporarily, but it looks like we have a lane or two getting by, but still a lot of activity. New York Avenue and New Jersey Avenue. Still with the crash heading into Northern Virginia, outbound on the 14th Street Bridge. I'm still looking at it in the right lane. So we have big delays, not only off of the freeway, but this causes the 11th Street Bridge and DC 295 to jam almost its length northbound. And as you come out of Chevrolet off of both 50 and the BW Parkway, on 95 Virginia, no late problems reported. That's good because we started off rough this morning, but from Dale City to the Occoquan heavy and again in Newington. Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little patchy fog and drizzle in the early going. We've got the clouds otherwise. We'll hit the low 70s. Tonight, rain, thunder possible, low 63. Could see some leftover showers early tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 65 degrees at 827 on WMAL. We continue our discussion about tonight's debate, which you'll be able to hear live here on WMAL, including your calls afterwards right up until midnight. How about Grant in Bethesda? Grant, you are on WMAL.
Hey, Grant, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't believe you're going to see a traditional ho-hum presidential debate tonight. My gut tells me that there's going to be some sort of major outcome. Either Hillary's going to full-blown collapse on stage, or Trump's just going to go completely off script and just completely blow the election. I think this is going to be must-see TV. Frankly, I don't care. I think they're both morally bankrupt, and America is being called to judgment by God. But okay. I think it's going to be something that I'm going to belly up with a pizza tonight. Yeah. And just watch.
All right, Grant, you're watching it like a football game. Yeah. Not a lot of people will be watching.
I'm definitely
going
to order up a pizza and watch it. You know, the thing about it is, if she collapses or looks unsteady, or if she looks a little unfocused or weak in any way or wobbly, I think it's game, set, match. I really do.
I think we're 5 weeks away and there is no game, set, match at all. But you could be right. We'll keep talking about it. Trevor Medich coming up next. It's 8:28.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your HealthFlex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this. Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Coming up, big game yesterday for the Redskins, finally getting a must-win over the Giants on the road. How'd that happen, and can they repeat it? Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst. Next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are taking different approaches to their first debate tonight.
The candidates have been practicing, albeit in very, very different ways. Take Trump, for example, not following the traditional path, not holding mock debates as we've seen candidates do in the past. His advisors basically saying that what he wants to do is review the issues with his advisors. Kellyanne Conway speaking out about it, saying that the candidate is not going to be robotic, not going to be scripted. He's going to be nimble and resilient.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. You can hear the debate live tonight at 9 on WMAL and WMAL.com. Governor Larry Hogan continues to enjoy a lofty approval rating in Democratic-heavy Maryland. A new poll from Goucher College gives Hogan a 70% approval rating compared to 66% for the president. And while slightly more than half of Marylanders polled say a governor should rarely or never use an executive order to change policy, 7 out of 10 say they approve of Hogan's executive order on school start dates. Redskins coach Jay Gruden says the Skins are right back in the playoff picture after win over the Giants.
You know, we kind of ran into it last week. We had some opportunities to beat Dallas. We didn't get it done, and we know how it feels to be on the other side of it. But to get the win, I think is big. It's a big confidence boost for all our guys to just keep working, come to work on Tuesday with a fresh frame of mind, right back in it.
The Skins avoid an 0-3 start as they now prepare to meet the Browns next Sunday at FedEx Field. Syria's foreign minister says a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire agreement is still viable, and he says his administration is prepared to take part in a unity government. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran remains under some sanctions that were supposed to be removed under the nuclear agreement with 6 world powers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,261, the Nasdaq at 5306. Sports, a victory for the Redskins over the Giants. The Eagles beat the Steelers. The Cowboys top Chicago in the late game. The Ravens remain unbeaten. Baseball, the Nats come from behind to beat the Pirates. The O's improve their playoff chances with a sweep of Arizona. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway trying to get through Tysinger, weaving around the arrow board, trying to get rid of the incident here on the inner loop of the Beltway north of the toll road. So one lane to the left getting by, two lanes to the right on that Beltway inner loop heading toward the American Legion Bridge. On the American Legion Bridge, lanes are open. Heading out of the district and into northern Virginia, we are jammed on the freeway. The crash on the outbound 14th Street Bridge still in the right lane with the freeway jammed. It also delays us on 295 in all directions coming south out of Chevrolet northbound from the Beltway. New York Avenue reopened at New Jersey Avenue coming inbound. That's before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Demonstrators have moved along. And in Gaithersburg, north of 355. Stick with 355 if you can, because Summit Avenue, right near East Diamond Avenue, we have a stopped train on the tracks there, and we stopped the traffic as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the clouds for Monday. Some patchy fog and drizzle in the early going. 72 is where we are headed. Look for the rain tonight. Maybe some thunder, low 63. Early clouds tomorrow. Might pick up some leftover showers. Clearing later on. Afternoon high to around 73. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Stafford, 59 in Silver Spring, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's time for the Redskins Report with Trevor Maddich. Trevor Maddich, of course, is WML's Redskin analyst, and you see him on Comcast Sportsnet as a co-host over there. Good morning to you, Trevor. The Redskins won in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It was a place they have a hard time winning. I don't think they've won there since, what, 2008? I think the last time they beat the Giants was 2011, but it was a victory. We'll take it nonetheless. Here's the thing. If it hadn't been for the place kicker, I'm not sure it would have been a victory there. I mean, 5 for 5. I got the list here. 49, 33, 45, 25, 37 yards. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you're right. He and the punter, Tress Way, and that's Dustin Hopkins, the kicker. And by the way, Nick Sundberg, the snapper who snaps the ball to both
of them.
That's
right. Let's give due where we need to give our credit. That's right.
They've been the MVPs of the season so far, and the Redskins put 29 points up, but once again, they couldn't score when they were in the red zone touchdowns. There were 5 field goals, only 2 touchdowns, but they got the win.
And tell me a little bit about the missteps at the beginning. It looked like it was going to be another one of those days, Trevor. Especially the Redskins' issues. You know, all those field goals are great, but they're happening because we can't get the ball in the end zone.
Right.
Yeah, Larry, that's right. And the biggest reason that they can't get the ball in the end zone is because they just can't run the ball very well down there. And so they need to get more production from the passing game there. And that's curious to me because they've got in Jordan Reed a tight end. end that is a red zone machine. Now, defenses know that, and they put extra resources to try to keep Reed from catching balls in the red zone, but that should open things up for other people. And so the passing game should be able to do more in the red zone, even though it's harder to throw down there. But it's they're still deficient in that area.
All right, so we got this quarterback who at times looks brilliant, and at times we scratch our head. You never know which Kirk Cousins is going to come out and play. I don't think he hit any interceptions yesterday, and Eli Manning had two, but it's just not working the way that it did in the last part of last season.
Well, Brian, that's the way the season has started for Cousins. Although he had big improvement in this day, and one thing you mentioned, no interceptions. If you came into this game thinking Eli Manning for the Giants, Kirk Cousins quarterback for the Redskins, one of them would have no interceptions and the other would have two critical interceptions, including one at the goal line.
Right.
You wouldn't say that would be Eli, but that's the way it worked out.
Yeah.
Cousins got criticized during the game by the announcers and then afterwards on social media because they kept showing replays of receivers running open down the field for touchdowns, but Cousins hit somebody else, completed the pass, but didn't hit that guy. And I said on the postgame show on Comcast Sportsnet that I'm fine with that because one of the things that we've talked about, I mean, the three of us, has been that Cousins, when he gets in trouble when he tries to do too much. When he sits back in the pocket, he looks around.
And overthinks it, right, yeah.
And tries to force it somewhere. So what he did in this game was get the ball out quickly on rhythm to his first read when that guy was open without hesitation. And I'm fine with him doing that, even if his second or third read was open for a touchdown on the other side of the field. Mm-hmm. I would rather he be decisive, get the ball out, and complete to what the defense gives him with his first read than to take the risk of holding the ball and having the bad Cousins emerge.
That makes sense. And also, let's talk about the injuries yesterday. Some of them looked rather serious. Any updates on them, especially the ACL question about D'Angelo Williams?
Yeah, D'Angelo Hall. At safety, you think of that because D'Angelo Williams, running back for the Steelers, right, lit us up in the first game.
I still can't shake his name. I'm sorry about that.
Tattooed on your neck, I'm sure. D'Angelo Hall at safety, we don't know. He would be a tremendous loss. He has been throwing his body into tackles with violence that you'd find of a much younger man. I mean, D'Angelo Hall has been an inspiration. So we'll find out more about him. Another one that they've got to think about is Breshad Breeland.
Mm-hmm. What's the word on him?
Well, the word is high ankle sprain, and that's bad. I've had one of those. It kept me out for most of a year.
Wow.
So those are very, very tricky, especially for a corner who's a fast twitch athlete who can't afford to have a limitation in his ankle. But we don't know. We'll find out. The other one that's really weird is Sean Laval at left guard, because what they did was they're in the huddle, and out comes backup left tackle Ty Inseki. Now, their backup left guard had moved in to play center because the center got hurt. So here comes the backup left tackle, Trent Williams, who's the all-pro left tackle,
right,
was told in the huddle, hey, you're moving to guard. So he moved in and played guard, never practiced there, never played there. And I watched him all game, and I'll tell you, Trent Williams was battling at guard. He was battling. And I'll tell you, that little combination over there on the left side did enough. They did enough.
Huh.
That's interesting. So look ahead to the next games. You know, where now we're 1-2 on the season, 1-1 in the division. How does it look going forward?
Well, going forward, they have Cleveland next week.
Okay.
And lest anybody say that's a win, no. The Cleveland is a team that looks at the Redskins saying, yeah, good, we got the Redskins. We can finally get a win. They're 0-3. So they got to take this game seriously. But if they're able to win it and finish this first four games at 2-2,
right,
that's a whole lot better than they could have been. And by the way, losing to the Cowboys at home, a division game, is bad. But winning at the Giants, and you mentioned the Redskins had lost five of their last six at New York. I'd rather that combination happen if they're going to go 1-1 there.
Right.
Because now they've got that victory over the Giants on the road. So right now the Redskins are in a very interesting place and a pretty good one heading into the middle of the middle stretch of the season.
And it's not like anyone else in the NFC East is really like grabbing the highlight reel and tearing it up and making, you know, everyone. I mean, Philadelphia is the closest thing to a dominant team, but we know that that's all smoke and mirrors.
Well,
right?
We hope that's smoke and mirrors. They played Cleveland as well. It's not like they've played anybody all that great. But Carson Wentz, their rookie quarterback, against the competition he's faced so far, has been fantastic. Yeah. I thought Philly would be an afterthought, but so they're making us reevaluate how much of a threat they might be. And after Cleveland, after next week, the Redskins go to Philly. So we'll learn a lot about their division chances when they face off against Philly and Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and they did very well against the Steelers yesterday, which is more than we could have said when we played the Steelers.
Yeah, that's, which is kind of weird because Philly, they're supposed to stay in their place, which is in a shoebox in the bottom of a closet for about 3 years until their quarterback shows up, but he's showing up too early.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much, Trevor. Greatly appreciated.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
It's now 8:44 on WMAL.
Taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, the protesters have moved on and reopened is New York Avenue and New Jersey Avenue. Boy, that was a tough one. We had closure there for a little while, and because of that, with Florida Avenue getting some bailout traffic, North Capitol Street, P Street as well, planned for extra time there. Still with this long-standing crash heading into Northern Virginia on the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge, right side block, looks like just the right lane, they're blocked there, but delays just absolutely jammed off of the freeway and off of DC 295. So on 295, that's the problem trying to get in through to town is this crash from the 14th Street Bridge. Better on the Virginia Beltway. I know it's slow from 66 toward the Legion Bridge, but the accident north of the toll road cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the clouds for Monday, some patchy fog and drizzle in the early going. 72 is where we are headed. Look for the rain tonight, maybe some thunder, low 63. Early clouds tomorrow, might pick up some leftover showers, some clearing later on. Afternoon high to around 73. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 degrees at 8:46.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Brought to you by ARS Rescue Router. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Well, are you ready to join us out at the Birchmere this coming Saturday, October 1st? Well, we're going to have our WMAO Free Speech Forum Saturday, October 1st over at the Birchmere. And boy, this is going to be a fun event. I mean, if you don't know what it's all about, here it is. I'll be there. Larry will be there. Chris Plant will be there. And Mark Levin, the great one, will be there. It's going to be a great time at the Birchmere. And here's how it works. You get there about 6, and you can have a nice adult beverage.
Sure. They got a great bar there.
And you can get some good food.
They have a fantastic kitchen and menu there. Great chef. And you know, it's a dinner theater thing. So you just sit there, find your table, eat, and then the show starts.
That's right. And at 7:30, the show starts. We'll come out. You can ask us questions, and we'll answer them. We'll have a good, rousing discussion of what's going on in the world, including the world of politics and other stuff. And then afterwards, at 9 o'clock, there'll be a big meet and greet where we'll go out, and we'll shake hands, and we'll talk to you and answer your questions that maybe you didn't get to ask during the regular thing.
It's a little like, you know, the that Fox TV show, The Five?
Yeah.
where those five people just sit around and talk and make fun of each other have fun and joke and laugh. Or you remember that, you know, whenever you do the roundtable discussions on all the Sunday shows, they always do the interviews and then they do the roundtable. Well, that's sort of what we're the four.
We're the four.
We're the WMAL All-Stars sort of thing, like the Fox News All-Stars. And we talk about all the issues of the day. Also, you'll see the fabulous executive producer of this program, Heather Hunter. That's She'll be out there helping with the questions, working the microphone. Michael Piercy, not quite as fabulous producer of Chris Plant's show.
He's a fabulous producer.
I'm not as fabulous as Heather Hunter. Okay. I mean, I'm biased. Well, okay. I just have a bias. I mean,
all right. Don't you work with Mike occasionally? All right. Anyway, coming up, the tickets are still available, and here's what you need to know to find out more about it. Just go to WMAL.com/Free Speech Forum. Tickets still available for the October 1st Free Speech Forum at the Birchmere. It is now 8:48.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
So are you looking forward to the debate tonight?
I am.
I'm going to get a pizza and maybe an adult beverage. I may need it to get through it all.
You're doing it like football, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch the debate and take notes so that we'll have something to talk about tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to sleep a lot during the day, so I'm well rested because I think it's going to be late night. And I think a lot of the news is going to be had afterwards as they try to spin it and do their commentary after the fact. And I get to hear media people saying ridiculous things. So I'm going to make sure I'm well rested and have lots of caffeine in me. But you know, if I'm on the road, if I'm driving from here to there, if I'm not able to check it out. In fact, what I might do is just listen on WMAL if I'm home. Because we got Mark Levin doing the pregame warm-ups, right?
I mean, he'll have
for 3 hours.
Great, sharp analysis of all course. The way until he ends his show at 9 o'clock and then the debate begins.
We'll be broadcasting it here on WMAL starting at 9. And then afterwards, phone calls.
That's right.
Mary Walters will be here heading up the whole
You get
thing.
To weigh in and tell everybody what you thought about
it.
No, you can. I might call in. I'll call in.
Might call in, tell Mary Walters. No, I'm going to save it for tomorrow morning.
Save it tomorrow morning.
Why not? I might tweet about it a little bit. Are you going to be tweeting?
I might tweet a little bit. I won't be able to help myself, I'm afraid.
You think she's going to fall over?
I don't know. I mean,
think about this. They probably got her
jacked up on B12 and all kinds of stuff.
This is the low bar we have now. Hillary Clinton wins the debate if she doesn't pass out. And Donald Trump wins the debate if he doesn't go into some profanity-laced tirade against Hillary and everyone else in the room.
Oh, that's what we're looking for.
God bless America.
It's 8:50.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are kids getting more concussions than we realize? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Every year, almost 500,000 kids across the country go to the emergency room for concussions. But recent studies found that number may undercount how many kids really suffer from these mild traumatic brain injuries. That's because very few diagnoses actually happen in the ER. Children are far more likely to be diagnosed by their own physician or an athletic trainer. Now, most concussions can be handled adequately by your primary doctor, but experts say you should head to the hospital if your child's mental status is deteriorating, if they can't really carry on a coherent conversation, or if they continue to vomit, or if their eyes also aren't tracking and they can't keep their gaze on you. The most important thing to do after a concussion is rest. The brain needs time to heal, and it needs some serious quiet time to do that. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion? Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you finding out that the Affordable Care Act isn't so affordable? Or maybe you're just now realizing that preventative care really means take this pill for the rest of your life. Is this you? Your energy is low, you eat a poor diet, you spend most of your day sitting, and you suffer from other health problems too? Well, it's time to do something about it. Learn from experts in health and wellness and finally take control of your health. Join ageless health author Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C. and guest speakers at the Angelica Film Center Mosaic for Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth. Thursday, October 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. Listen up. This event will change your life. Registration is just $59 and you'll learn to apply key concepts right away to begin living your life without pain, drugs, or surgery. Register now. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117 or visit agelesshealth2016.com. That's agelesshealth2016.com.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning? Actually get excited about work? At WMAL, some people here don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment. Radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Chris Plant, Mark Levin, and me, Larry O'Connor. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. We're doing okay out of Frederick and through Clarksburg. It's once you push south of Germantown. We're still with the rush hour off and on down toward the lane divide in Gaithersburg. A stop train on the track, so you want to avoid Summit Avenue just south of East Diamond Avenue. That's where they have stopped traffic. Traffic is moving again on the Virginia Beltway interloop north of the toll road where we had the earlier crash. That is now been gone. Long-standing accident on the outbound 14th Street Bridge, and that's what's stalling our commute coming off of not only the freeway, but that, of course, will extend and have the lingering effects onto DC 295, New York Avenue, New Jersey Avenue. Lanes reopened from the earlier activity. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the clouds for Monday. Some patchy fog and drizzle in the early going. 72 is where we are headed. Look for the rain tonight. Maybe some thunder, low 63. Early clouds tomorrow. Might pick up some leftover showers. Some clearing later on. Afternoon high to around 73. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 degrees at 8:56.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Tomorrow, Larry Kudlow, and again remind you that we'll have complete debate coverage starting at 9 p.m. and we'll take your calls till midnight when the debate is over.
Yep. Up next is Chris Plant. Hello, Chris.
And I got your complete debate coverage right here.
Was that what that is?
starting at 9 o'clock. Want to talk to you about the big debate tonight, what you're looking for, what you're expecting, what you're hoping for, what you're dreading, what the drinking game is for tonight's thing, because that's always very important. Plus, a roundup of the nation's mass shootings. There's another one just a few minutes ago in Houston, and we'll have all the details on that. Jihad